Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, is here. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. Always good to see you.
You got the jacket on. That's a good idea because it's a little chilly.
A little chilly out there. Oh. I don't know, but I shaved my beard off this week, so now my face is a little cold, unlike yours.
Yeah, unlike my very full white beard here. Now, of course, the campaign is warming up, and we're off to a great start.
Yeah, we're a little bit ahead this year compared to last year, which is great news. We're so excited about the generosity we've seen earlier. Our $2.624 million goal, though, is really big, Jamie. We're raising about $300,000 more this year than last year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why, we want people to understand that we're doing this for people in our community. And So imagine Patrick, who was driving home last year to his house, realizing for the first time in his life that he needed help. His credit card bill was maxed. His credit line was maxed. He didn't know where he was going to buy groceries for his kids. And he had never been there before. He was working, and he was in that situation. Thankfully, in the back of his mind, he remembered that when you need help, you call 211.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad he knew that.
He
phoned, and they sorted out a number of different things, including giving him some grocery money from the Urgent Need Fund.
Yeah.
And so when people are wondering, what are we doing this for? Remember those kinds of stories, because inflation is killing everybody.
Yeah.
And it's all around the corner.
Yes, exactly. It can be a crunch. It can be a missed payment. It can be losing a job. You know, you're just that one paycheck away from tense situation.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. So we need to be there for our neighbors.
Yeah, no, that's a great spotlight on the Urgent Needs Fund as part of the United Way Perth Huron campaign, with lots going on, including the Taylor Swift raffle.
So excited. Hey, we've sold more than 2/3 of the tickets. So if you still want one, you better get out there fast. They're $10 cash only. And you got to be 18 in order to purchase one because of the rules. But it's supporting our new United Housing Initiative specifically. And so we're really excited about that. So you can pick up tickets at Blows, Juno, Junction 56, or the United Way office here in town, and in St. Mary's at Sunrise. So it's really exciting that that people still have a few tickets left, and you better get out there quick.
I tell you. So the draw date is Wednesday, October 23rd.
That's right.
All right.
Coming up soon.
It is fast approaching with the Taylor Swift raffle. Again, you can get details at perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Let's talk about the Speak Up for Housing campaign, with housing very much in the news these days.
Not many people, understand the depth of the problem. I think we know it's a big issue. We're all calling it a crisis, but what we're trying to help people understand, that this is a problem for almost everyone now. You know, Jamie, if I had to buy my house now, I couldn't do it. I couldn't live where I'm living, right? And I think a lot of people could think about that, right? Or if they had to start renting the apartment at the current rates that they're renting now, they probably couldn't do it. Our incomes since 2018 have gone up about 20% on average, and a lot of people would say theirs hasn't even gone up that much because they might not be part of the average, and housing has doubled, both rental and purchase in that period of time, right?
Yeah,
so that's what we're facing, right? And so the campaign tells that, but in stories, right? So we had 1,000 people respond to our survey telling us our stories across Perth and Huron. Chose 17 people to profile what it's like for them and why they're struggling. And so you can head to the Perth Huron website to have a look at those stories, and it tells you how you can act, you know, how I can send a note to my MP or my MPP.
Okay, so that's what it's all about. It's getting active with regards to
this. Learn the numbers, the scary numbers, learn the stories, because that's what it really helps us to understand and identify with it, and then say, hey, I can do something about this by encouraging my local politicians to continue to try to do what they can.
Yeah, but locally, there has been a lot of discussions and meetings and, again, trying to move forward with this.
Yeah, everybody's working on this, right? Like, there's no doubt about it, but we do have to push ourselves to go a step further, because just talking about it's not enough. You know, we've led lots of conversations, we've done all kinds of things, but what we're doing is trying to spur action, right? So, I mean, that's why we're doing United Housing and working towards building things, too, because we have to make sure that there is action alongside of our discussions.
Okay, thanks so much for that, Ryan. And we should remind folks, again, of course, our campaign continues, but one part of the helping out with the campaign wraps up on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. So you better get over to the LCBO while you still can. Stock up for Thanksgiving, maybe a little bit early, and give it the till. And the big thing we say is, if you're going through and you can give it the till and you're able to participate in that way, say thank you. It's not easy for LCBO people to be asking people for money. It's part of their job. They do it for lots of different charities, but we want to say thank you to them, because it's a big deal that the United Way raises so much money each and every year.
Yeah, it makes a difference for this campaign. It's huge with
it's the LCBO. Tens of thousands of dollars every year that we raise through. So we're really thankful for that, and thankful for the generosity of people.
Absolutely. So a reminder, it doesn't carry through till Thanksgiving. It wraps up for this Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah, with the LCBO Any other thoughts before we let you go, Ryan?
Well, there's we're just so happening. Grateful to this community. I mean, every year the United Way grows, and it's because of the generosity we find here. So thank you to you who are donors out there. And if you've not yet become a donor, jump in, because we need your help.
Absolutely. We need your help. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca with Ryan Erb. Ryan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.